We've got Van Meter and Osage coming up in a state semifinal on Saturday on KMAFM 99.1. Taking a look at it now from the Osage side with head coach Chris Kyle. Coach, I mean, your team is one of the final four left standing. That is never an easy accomplishment. I guess just speak to that and how you guys are feeling as you get ready.
I think it's the first time ever in school history we've actually been to the semifinals, and so it's a big accomplishment for our boys. But, you know, we've set some big goals ahead of the season, and this is the next step to get to where we wanted to be. And so we're just really excited for the opportunity to play a team with the history and prestige of a Van Meter. We're just excited for the opportunity. So.
You mentioned, you know, first time you guys have ever got to this point. In the last couple of years, you've had some good seasons, been around 500 or better. Tell me about kind of the build up to this year. And at the start of the year, could you see that this team had the makings of a group capable of doing something like they've done?
I think, you know, we set a goal back in February that we set for district champions, undefeated season, make the dome. And then the last goal is to win a state championship. And I think we brought back 14 starters from last year's team that went 6-4. But we felt like we were playing really, really well and ran into a really, really hot Spirit Lake team at the time. And so we knew we had all the pieces. We had some injuries last year that kind of led to our slower start. We just had a feeling that if we were able to keep guys healthy and, you know, keep coming together, that we had the pieces to make a run.
Yeah, so when you look at your guys' path to Cedar Falls, you had some tight games, the latest of which was a 12-7 win over Alburnett in a quarterfinal. I had to score a fourth-quarter touchdown to get there. You know, tell me about that game and how you guys were able to find a way to get the win.
I think we knew it was going to be tight. We knew Alburnett was a really, really talented team, and both teams really hang their hats on their defense. And we just knew that we were going to have to cut out some of our mistakes that we'd made. You know, we drove the first drive of the game to score. We didn't get the 2-point. Then they scored right out of half, and then it kind of just went back and forth. And we kept telling our guys, hey, if we just cut the penalties, cut out the stupid mistakes, we should be able to get it done. And we hit a big passing play that got us down the field. And then Brock Trees had a heck of a run for us to ice it off. And then our defense was able to get an interception with about minute and a half left, and we got a first down and ended it. So, we knew with Lake and Caves being the leading rusher in the state for Alburnett that we had our hands full defensively, and our defense did a fantastic job, and, you know, were able to get us the stops we needed to get the win. So just really excited for the boys, really proud of the effort we had on Friday.
Seems like the defense throughout the year has done a fantastic job. Speak to that side of the ball. When you guys have been at your best defensively, what has stood out to you?
Our biggest thing is we want 11 hats of football, and we just we're trying to build what we refer to as apex predators, where we want to be big, fast, strong, and hit. And we really just put a huge emphasis on, you know, flying to the football, relentless pursuit, and we've just done a phenomenal job of trusting our keys and doing that. And our defense has just done a great job for us all year long. Can't stress how well we've played on that side of the ball.
Similar question on the offensive side, Coach. You know, that side obviously has to score the points to win the games. I know Quinn Street has been kind of the bell cow, so to speak, for your guys' offense. But when you're at your best, what are the things that this group does well offensively?
I think our biggest thing is space, is when we're able to take the vertical and horizontal space that teams give us and really just get the ball into space. We have a lot of success. We have a lot of team speed. And so our biggest thing is we want to be able to gash people in the running game when we need to, but we also want to take any horizontal or vertical space a team gives us. And here in the playoffs, the vertical space has been a little bit tougher, but, we've been able to still get what we needed to on the ground. But I think, yeah, when the ball is moving horizontally and vertically for us, usually leads to a lot of success.
Now looking to Saturday, Van Meter, the opponent in the state semifinal. They've obviously got a storied history and are no strangers to this kind of atmosphere. As you prepare, what are the biggest challenges that they present to your team?
You know, I think they're super physical on defense. And offensively, they just don't make mistakes. They're super well coached. They do what they do very, very well. And like you said, their guys are used to being here, which that'll be a new experience for our guys. And so a lot of our challenge, I think, is just treating this like every other game and prepping like every other game, you know, and just not making it more than it is. But yeah, from their perspective, you know, they have a lot of talent, especially at the linebacker and the defensive line level. I feel like they're really, really talented there, you know, and we just know that they're not going to make mistakes themselves. And so we're going to have to force mistakes on defense and just be really disciplined to do our job. And because we know they're going to do theirs. And then offensively, I think we just got to take care of the ball and take advantage of the space that they give us and do what we normally do there as well.
What is priority number one on Saturday morning?
I think taking care of the ball and taking the ball away is our biggest priority, because when we win the turnover margin, you know, it makes everything else easier. And, you know, usually in these games in the dome, watching them all these years, it's the team that makes the least mistakes that wins, especially these games, the margin of error is so razor small and that the talent level is going to be so similar that it's the team that makes the least big critical mistakes. And so we're hoping that we can take the ball away, and we hope that we don't turn the ball over. And usually when that happens, you're going to be successful.
Once again, that is Chris Kyle, the head football coach at Osage, as his team gets ready to face Van Meter Saturday morning in a state semifinal. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you.